Hello, hello, and welcome to Self-Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I rolled out the Self-Care is Sexy survey. It was 20 questions to help you identify where your level of self-care currently is. If you missed it, check it out by heading to the website. It's www.selfcareissexy.com. Okay, just a few quick housekeeping notes before we begin. We have our next Self-Care is Sexy brunch coming up sometime in July. And if you want to join us for some in-person conversation about self-care, make sure to like us on Facebook to get all the details. And hey guys, would you mind head over to iTunes and rate this podcast? It would mean so much to me, and it just takes a few minutes. You could help others who need to find the show. Okay, we have a really good show for you guys this week. I'm really excited to share with you Yvonne Downing's story. We talk about how she got into hula hooping as a method of self-care. So, you know, I've been doing this show for a while, and it's amazing how many people have reached out to me from all over the place just wanting to talk about self-care and kind of share their journeys. I got her email and I was like, yes, this lady is perfect for our show. And we had an amazing conversation. I'm so excited to share it with you guys. I just know you're going to love her. So let me read part of the email that she sent me and then we'll kind of get into the interview. So this email came in from Yvonne Downing and she says, and this is just a short bit of it, but she says, this is how I became a self-care advocate about 7 years ago. I found myself in a situation many Americans today find themselves in. Taking care of my mother, who has Alzheimer's. Just the thought of it threw me into an instant depression. What a responsibility. Even though I was a nurse, this was my life and my mother. And I was left to make all the decisions alone. What if I made the wrong choice for her? Then it was all on me. What doctor do I take her to? What would she like? Is this treatment right for her? Would she agree with me? I found myself burnt out and stressed. I forgot to take care of the most important person in the equation, me. I gained a lot of weight. I was eating poorly. There was no body movement at all. I went to the doctor who offered me antidepressant medication and told me to just relax. So I'm looking at him who just had no idea what I was dealing with and said, sure, doctor, I'll get right on that relaxing stuff. So I got this email from Yvonne and I thought, she is absolutely perfect. This is exactly why the show exists, and I am thrilled that you're going to get to meet her. Here it is, without further ado, my interview with Miss Yvonne Downing from Hooping It Out.
Okay. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. I've told our listeners just a little bit about you, and they're super excited to get to know your story. So why don't you start by just kind of telling me a little bit about how you got into Hooping It Up?
Okay, it kind of like fell into my lap. I was taking care of my mother who was dying of Alzheimer's, and I've been dealing with that for about 5 years, and just trying to fight for her, getting her rights, and making sure I was doing the right thing for her, and it was super, super stressful. I was burnt out, and I didn't even know I was burnt out. I didn't know where to turn. There was nobody to talk to, so I was thumbing through a website, and I came across this girl. She was hooping. And hula hooping. And I was like, wow, she was doing all these tricks. And I said, I've only seen them do it around their waist. And she was doing it to music, and I never seen it to music. So I ordered me a hoop next week, and I was trying to learn. It was kind of awkward at first. So during that time, I noticed I wasn't as stressful because I was concentrating on doing something fun that I like to do. That's how I came into hooping.
That's exciting. So it kind of burst out of being a caretaker. So how long were you taking care of your mom before you kind of realized, my needs have fallen to the back of the bus?
About 4 years.
Wow.
About 4 years. I was taking care of her, a total of five. But during that time, like, you get so lost in doing everything for her and the ups and downs with that, you don't even realize, like, what's going on with yourself until it's just almost too late. Like, you just can't go any further.
Yeah, that burnout, man. It's like, it's interesting that it hits so hard and yet it comes, it like creeps on you, you know, like you don't notice it's happening.
Right.
But then it hits.
It's described as a buildup. So it's building up and building up until, you know, you just can't take it anymore.
And I have to imagine that it's pretty challenging to see your mom's. I mean, that's your mom, you know, and to kind of see her going through that, that must have been an additional hardship.
It really was. She had been diagnosed with it like maybe a couple of years before symptoms were really taking place. And they usually say something will jolt it. And my father had a car accident that left him handicapped. And that's when I started noticing changes in my mom. I asked her if she eat. She couldn't remember if she ate or not. It was just like simple things. She couldn't remember directions to different places. And from then on, it snowballed. Like, she was diagnosed a long time, but within a year, she was bed-stricken and not eating and everything. So it happened really, really fast.
That's challenging. That's so hard. And I know you shared with me before that your mom has passed away.
Yes, my mom passed away in 2013, so it's been about 2-3 years, and it's been hard because my mom kept me, like, in a bubble. She didn't have friends that she dealt with on the daily, so she, if anything happened, she was always calling me and always telling me, and I was always taking care of all her business affairs and everything, so it's just like, and I'm the only girl out of 3 boys, so that makes it doubly hard. So the boys weren't chipping in like they were trying, but I guess because it was my mom, they felt like there was boundaries there.
Yeah. Sometimes men just do not have the soft skills to deal with that stuff. So unfortunately, why all that responsibility fell on you. So you're going through the caretaker lifestyle. You're your mom's only source of anything, really.
Yeah.
And
right.
You kind of noticed something's not right with me. What was kind of the first sign for you that, hey, I gotta tap in and take care of me?
I was just starting to get depressed. I had gained a lot of weight. I just wasn't eating right. I wasn't taking care of myself, and I can feel it. Like, my body could feel, I could feel myself, like, tearing down. So I had went to the doctors, and I was telling him what's going on, and they order a pill. So I'm like,
there's always a pill.
There's a pill for everything.
Uh-huh.
So he had this pill. So I'm taking this pill, and I'm like zonked out. Like, you could tell me the world was caving in. I'm like, okay, whatever. And
oh,
I was
God.
Like, you know, this is not right. So, and then I was working at the time. I work as a nurse. And I couldn't stay awake during the daytime with this pill, so I had to switch it and take it at night. And then finally I was like, you know what, I can't do this. So I just stopped taking the pill. And I think at that time I was really, with my compassion fatigue and my burnout, that's when I found hooping. And it's just kind of, it's the silliest thing and it's the funniest thing how hooping has came into my life and how what it means to me now. But,
So you found this website and you were like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to check it out. What did you do first? Did you go out and like buy a hula hoop, or how did you get started?
The next day I was on the internet searching for an adult size hoop, because that was the key. I couldn't go out to the department store and get a hoop. You had to get an adult size hoop, and now they are homemade. So I was looking at the hoop, and so I went ahead and ordered it. Like, the next day I ordered it, for the next week it came. And I just got obsessed and learned how to do it. I mean, because you should have seen this girl. I mean, she didn't hardly know waist hooping. She was throwing it up in the air. She looked so happy when she was doing it, and it was to music. And I was like, wow, this looks so much fun. I have to try this. So I hooped as a girl, but not as an adult.
You know, it's interesting. I went, you know, of course, checking you out. I went and watched, you know, I follow you on Instagram and went on your Facebook and looked at some of the video. And, man, I had no idea how creative you can get with hooping. Like, you just have an idea, like, just around your waist, you know? But
right.
This is
right.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's changed. They don't even call it hula hooping no more. It's called hooping.
Or hoop dance.
Just hooping.
Oh, hoop dance.
Yeah, it's just hoop dance. They have changed the game totally. And I'm like, oh, wow. It's so much fun. But I'm in an area where I'm like, me, my little granddaughter, who's 8, she hoops with me. And I have one other girl, her name is Busy. She hoops with me, too. And that's it. Like, nobody else. So when I'm at the park while she's at the playground, they're looking like, what is she doing? Or they'll come over. And I always bring extra hoops because if I don't get a chance to hoop because they want mine.
People just come up to you and be like, can I play?
No, they just come up and grab your hoop.
Oh,
they don't even ask. They don't even ask. They just come and just say, oh, I'll take a hoop because I always have, like, I have a hoop. The hoops almost like shoes. You have a hoop for, like, shoes for different occasions.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
A hoop for different, I have hoop for different things, different size, different weights. So, yeah, so they just come up and just grab one.
Oh, wow. So they're weighted? The hoops have weights?
The ones I particularly have don't have weighted. It's not weighted. The weighted ones, I have a weighted one, and it's practically brand new because it hurts my waist. So
uh-huh.
This one I use, they're made out of irrigation tubing, so they're a little heavier than the plastic ones at the drugstore. So, but the smaller they are, the lighter they are. So the bigger, the slower they go, and they're a little heavier. So that makes a difference.
And I saw on your website they have light up ones too.
Oh yes, they have they call them LEDs or smart hoops, and that's my goal, to get a smart hoop. And they have it, like, when you hoop with it, the image from the lights are almost in 3D. It's so
ooh.
Cool. Like, when I first seen one, I was like, oh, my God, what is this? And I have to get it. You can even program them to say letters. I mean, say words.
What?
I'm telling you, they have done some amazing things. I spent fire one time.
Whoa, really?
That was so cool. It was like, that's like my goal, to do it again.
So it sounds like hula hooping is one of your biggest methods of self-care.
Yes,
so
it is.
So what happens when you don't get an opportunity to hoop? Like, you know, your schedule is kind of busy. You know, being a nurse, I'm sure you're probably pretty tired after work and so forth. So what happens when you don't get your hooping in?
Oh, man, when I don't get my hooping, everybody just knows. if I don't get my self-care, and they know, because I'm cranky, I'm hard to be around, I just don't feel right. I just get, look at my thought practice just off. And one time I was, like, so stressed out. I said, I can't take this. I grabbed my hoops, I grabbed some music, and I went down to the beach, which is my favorite place to be. And I put my earplugs on, and I always record myself hooping because I like to watch it later. So I put my earplugs in. I danced in the water. I mean, I just had a good time. And I stayed down there for about 3 hours. So
wow.
On the way back, you get lost in time. So on the way back, I felt so much better. Like, I knew that's exactly what I needed.
Yeah, you found your thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So do you have, like, group activities? Is there, like, a class that you go to, or is it just you and some friends?
Mainly it's just me and some friends. It's been really kind of hard in this area because they don't really know what I am. I feel like I'm almost like an alien. They see me, and adults kind of shy away from it, and they want to put me in the kid category. But I don't want to be in the kid category. I want to be in the adult category, because we kind of need this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just worked with the mayor, and he had a couple events, and I'm actually doing an event next, I think it's next week I'm doing an event. I do different events. A lot of times I just go, if they have live music, I'm usually there with my hoops, and I bring extras for everybody, or I meet up at the park or stuff like that. So I don't really have, like, a studio, so to say, but in the summertime, you just want to be outside. So wherever the festivals are with music, that's where I go.
And I bet people just flock to you.
They really do, because I it's a group of us that I've met through Facebook, and they live up near the Trenton area. So one girl, she's like the one to tell us, okay, we're hooping here this week, we're hooping there next week, and we all get together, we meet up there, and we hoop, and of course, a lot of people in this area of South Jersey haven't really seen hooping, so they just be looking, because there's a group of us, we just look like we're having so much fun. A lot of people, they'll come up and they'll ask if we can hoop with us and stuff like that, so we always bring extra hoops.
That's so great. So people just ask, hey, can I start hooping with you?
Yeah, or you'll see them standing by the side, and they're just looking, and one of the girls will hand them a hoop and be like, come on, try it, and you'd be a little shy, and once they get it, it's usually the ones to say, no, I can't do it, or your best hoopers.
What I really love about it, and I had no idea, girl, until you reached out to me, I had no idea there was, like, choreographed dances and outfits and the makeup, like, this is a
yes.
whole thing.
I call it a whole underground community because I didn't know about it. I'm like, how have I not known about this all these years? I mean, they have retreats as far as Bali. They have a big one in California called Who Camp. I've never been to the one in Bali or the one in California, but I sure want to go. They have one last year. It's called Return to Roots. I've been to that one. And it's really nice. Everybody's hooping, or they do different kind of arts. They have poi, which is them. It's like a ball and a string, and they do different and it light up too. But they have it's all kind of stuff. We have so much fun.
Oh, it sounds like a blast, and it sounds like you're getting a good workout in. Yeah,
I've lost about 30 pounds just hooping. Not changing my diet and not doing anything else, just plain hooping. I've lost 30 pounds, and I keep it off by just trying to keep my hooping up.
That is incredible, Yvonne. Oh, my gosh. Good for you, girl.
I love it. I mean, I love it. Like, I started my little granddaughter, and I'm telling her about self-care because in school, they don't always go outside to play. She'll come home, and she'd be like, Mama, we didn't go outside today. I said, you got to be kidding me. It's nice outside. And she said, no, somebody was shouting out loud, and so she said, no, outside. So I'm like,
oh, no.
What? Play is used as punishment. Like, if you don't know, if you take those kids outside and let them run some of that energy off, she'll have an easier day when the kids come back in.
Those are the most important things for kids is activity and getting outside.
They really are. Kids have to play. It's like their only job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, okay, I have a couple more questions for you here. I was checking it out. There's a thing called World Hoop Day. What the heck is that?
Yes, it's World Hoop Day. I think it's in October. All the hoopers, they'll get together, uniform, choreographed dance that goes along with it. But a lot of times, we don't really do that. We'll just get together, and we make sure we just have fun and just hoop that day. So it's all over. It's even over, like, in London. Yeah, World Hoop Day. I've never heard of it before.
This is like a whole new underground, awesome community that I'm so excited to connect with.
Yes, it's really nice. It's like, because I'm trying to figure out, like, I've met so many amazing people that if it wasn't for hooping, I would never have known them. Now I can't even imagine them not in my life. It's one hooper that I really love. Her name is Caroline Sanchez. She's the creator of the Hula Hoop Girl. And she came up with a group called FANA, and it stands for Flow Arts for Nurses. And she uses her hoop for healthcare professionals to burn out, compassion fatigue, and burnout. And I love her. Using her hoop in a powerful way. And I would like to use mine through the Alzheimer's Association, because my mom had Alzheimer's, and that's when I found hooping. I would like to maybe speak at a conference or do something like that. That's what I want to do.
Oh, girl, you totally should. You have got it. You've got the passion for it, the fire for it, and people respond to that. They really do.
I'm going to bring some hoops in purple because that's their Alzheimer's color, and they have an Alzheimer's walk in October. So I'm going to bring some hoops down there and just see how the response is, because nobody frowns when they see a hula hoop.
Yeah.
They see a hula hoop. They're like, wow, a hula hoop. I haven't seen one of them since I was a kid.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so incredible to watch. Like I said, I was checking out the site and looking at some of the videos, and it is so incredible to see what you can do with your body and how it almost looks like the hula hoop is kind of a part of your body. Like,
You have so much control over it, which, I don't know, I just have the images as a kid of just, like, kind of wildly thrusting around and it dropping.
But I always tell people at the beginning, that's going to be your the most weight you're going to lose is in the beginning, because it's a lot of energy bending down and picking that hoop when you're a little older. So the more you, when they drop it, I'm like, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now you got to bend down and squat down and pick up your hoop and start
running. That's
like the good part. The process is just amazing.
Yeah, and I was so surprised to see that you're doing it indoors. I thought, oh, no, she's going to knock something over. Did you ever have a hard time with that?
Yeah, my living room, oh, my God, I have so many marks like all over my ceiling. But it's to the point now that hooping is such a part of my life. Like, if my furniture go, I'm not even going to replace it. I'm just going to use that as my hoop room. That's how much I like it. Like, all the hoopers are all cramped up in the wintertime. You see them, they're all hooping inside and then in these little tight spaces. As soon as we get a hot day, all you see is outside videos. Everybody's outside. That's why I meet people in the parks and stuff like that, because I don't want to be in a building in the summertime.
You want to be out playing.
You want to be out playing in the sun and having a good time.
Oh, this is so fantastic. Would you tell me a little bit about Hoop Idol? What is that?
Oh, it's like American Idol. Yeah, they have, it's organized through hooping.org, which is the biggest hula hoop website in the world. He does different events and stuff, and so now they have like Hoop Idol, and every week it's a different theme, and you can cast your vote and vote them off, and at the end they have like a winner. Like one theme might be rock and roll, then one might be country, and they all have to do a video dance in that theme, and some of them are really creative. Like, I look at the videos and I'll be like, I would never thought about doing they do. With the costumes and the makeup. I mean, they go way out for these videos where you're competing. But it's really interesting to watch the process, how they whittle down to the winner.
That's incredible. So it is a competition.
Yeah, that's a competition.
Oh, fun.
Usually hooping's not. That is fun. I don't think I'm ready for that one.
If our listeners wanted to connect with you, if they wanted to check out kind of some of the fun stuff you're doing, how would they reach out to you? How would they get in contact with you and be a part of this incredibly fun movement you got going on?
I'm on Facebook under Hooping It Out. A lot of times I post different events that we're doing. A couple of weeks ago, we was at the Pork Roll Festival in Trenton, and they had a band, like had band all day long, so we went there, and I posted, we're hooping there this week. I also have my email, which is hoopingitout@outlook.com, and Instagram under Hooping It Out. Everything's Hooping It Out.
Hooping It Out. You better believe I'm checking that out again. I love your Instagram feed. You are really on fire with that thing. I'm like, I cannot keep up.
Yeah, I used to do selfies, and now I like very rarely do a selfie. All my videos, I put them up there. And now that they have, you could do a minute instead of 15 seconds, that's just even better.
Oh, yeah, the little quick ones.
Yeah. And my little granddaughter, she's been hooping since she's 3 years old. Somebody gave her a hoop in daycare. She could barely even walk. And I've been taping her process. And when I look back at it, I said, she could barely even talk then. And now she's 8. She's doing performances. She performed for the Police Athletic League. And she's 8 now. Her name is Tatiana. I have to shout out Tatiana.
Tatiana.
And she's going to be quite a little hoop star. She has her hoop name is Tatiana Bell, after a really good hooper named Michelle Bell. She loves her. And Michelle, she performs in Vegas and all over. So now Tatiana's doing performances too.
Oh, wow.
She even did them with Heelys. Remember Heelys?
Yeah.
Remember Heelys? But, yeah, she's seen a little girl with Heelys. I'm like, I haven't seen Heelys in years. So I went to eBay. Of course, they have everything. And I ordered her some Heelys, and she did a performance with hoops and Heelys.
Oh, my God. So she's, like, spinning around, dancing around, like, kind of.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God. It's like skate dancing with a hula hoop.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy.
It's so funny to watch. I put it on YouTube, and she's got so many hits off that one video. I'm like, wow.
Well, we'll make sure to connect it to our interview so that our listeners can check it out and see your incredible granddaughter Healy dancing with a hula hoop. That's so fun.
Excellent. Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about how they could get started with hula hooping or maybe some kind of event you're doing anytime soon?
Yes, I always say, look, when you start hooping, just don't give up. I don't even allow people to give up. I always tell them just it takes time. It took me a good 2 months before I got the hang of it. Somebody once told me, always tape your practices, even if you never post them, so you can see your process. So I go back and look. I could barely keep the hoop up when I first started, but I still kept on. I still look like I was having more fun then than I am now.
Oh, really?
I just tell them, just take your time with anything. It's just going to take practice, but you will get it. So that's what I tell everybody. As far as events, we're in the parks when, you know, if somebody want to hoop, I tell them just shoot me a message on Facebook. I'll meet you at a park. We can hoop then or, I don't know when Paddle for the Pink is our next event. I think that's on the 18th and we'll be there hooping because they have live music. So we'll be hooping there. And during the summertime, they have jazz in like downtown areas, always bring hoops and stuff down there. So wherever there's live music, wineries, wherever, we're there with our hoops.
I love it. So just whenever there's live music, we can find you hooping it up.
Yes. You can find
brilliant.
Me. I even keep them in my trunk. If I ride down the street and I'm feeling like, you know, I really need a hoop and there's a spot, I pulled over and I start hooping. I'm hooping at the bus stop waiting for my granddaughter to come home from school. I hoop all over the place.
Yvonne, you straight up pull over the car, hop out, and do some hooping?
I pull over the car and start doing some hooping. And it sounds so strange because it was an empty parking lot. I said, that'd be a nice place to hoop. It's like you look around for spots. I said, oh, I'm going to hoop over there. And I just pull over, bring out my hoops, and I just start hooping.
Oh, that's incredible.
You know how they say dance like nobody, like you don't care? And that's how I feel. I dance like I don't care. I'm like, oh, man, I know they think I'm crazy.
Yeah, like hoop like no one's watching, right?
Exactly.
I love it. And I think it's fantastic that you're incorporating it with the nurses you work with because, you know, being a part of healthcare, I mean, you are, your profession is being a caregiver to other people's needs.
Yeah, it's really emotional because you bear the brunt of everybody's emotional stress and everything. So it's really important that you don't carry that with you and you have to teach them how to leave it at the office and you have to take care of yourself because they don't usually take care of yourself. They don't even tell you a nurse from school about burnout or compassion fatigue. You don't learn that in nursing school. They don't tell you about self-care or you need to take care of yourself. They don't tell you that kind of stuff. But you have to take time out for yourself or you're going to be crashing. It's usually they always say it's usually the caregiver that has problems before the person you're caring for because you're all burnt out and the person that you're caring for usually isn't.
Right. They're getting the best of you.
Yes. Yes. So you really have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of somebody else. I have heard somebody like go on a plane, you know, how they're having problems, the oxygen drops down, and if you were a child, your instinct would be give it to the child first. But they tell you to give it to yourself first because you can't help the child if you're passed out somewhere, so you give it to yourself first and then give it to the child.
Man, that is so right on, Yvonne. I feel like that is the main reason Self-Care Sexy exists is to try to help people remember how important it is that, you know, when you're a caregiver, if you're burned out, you know, and if you're stressed out and you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to be able to take care of others?
You can't. You really can't because you're going to be on some pills. We're stressed out and all depressed and, you know, it just affects your whole body. So, I mean, you really have to take care of yourself. And people are, I think slowly people are learning that. They're learning. I know a girl who's going through the same thing I'm going through, and I reached out to her because a lot of times she posts on Facebook, and I can tell she probably don't have a lot of people she can talk to because she's posting it on Facebook. So I reached out to her, and I said, you want to go for coffee or something? I said, because I'm just getting away from that for a few minutes, it's going to do you well or good. And her response was, well, I really don't have time. I'm like, you better make time or you're going to be crashing. You know, you have to make that time. You have to schedule it. It's still in your planner. This is my me time. Don't bother me.
You have to do that.
It's hard to do because, you know, you want to help. You do. You want to reach out and help others.
Yeah. And people are getting busier and busier and busier. So, but you have to. That's what I'm teaching my granddaughter now. You have to take time. Keep your playtime. Don't let your playtime stop.
He's learning.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to teach them like you teach them anything else. You have to teach them to take time out for themselves.
Well, sure, and if Tatiana is going to be doing performance, I'm sure that's super demanding. You know, she's got to learn it now before she gets big time.
Yes, yes, she does.
I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule to be here with us on Self-Care is Sexy, and I am just so thrilled that we've got connected. We will link all of your resources, information to our website so our listeners can tap in and maybe catch you in the park sometime this summer.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Yvonne, again, I really want to thank you, girl. I really appreciate you reaching out to me. Your email, it really touched me. You know, it was so vulnerable and so well put together. I thought, this is exactly why I'm doing this podcast. So thank you so much for sharing your amazing story with us. And you know what? We'll catch up with you. Can we check in with you and see how you're doing?
Of course.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure you guys to follow her on Instagram. All those links will be on our website. Yvonne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And there she is, Miss Yvonne Downing. I love her story so much. It's amazing that, you know what? She just hoops it out. When she's stressed out, her self-care is getting outdoors and hula hooping. It's not just for kids anymore. And something that she said, I'm not sure if you caught it, but it really kind of spoke to me and I wanted to point it out. She said when she was talking about when she first started trying hula hooping, she said, never give up. Be okay with failing. And oh man, that just applies to like everything in life. It's so easy to get discouraged, but you know what? Her message is just keep going. Find something fun and keep going. So if you want to get connected with Yvonne or if you want to check out her amazing videos, you can find her at thehulahoopgirl.com. And of course, all of her information will be linked to our website. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have a story you'd like to share and want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. All right, you guys, we've got some really great content coming your way, so stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.